Welcome, everyone. I am really excited to have Jill Stanton with us today. And I'm going to give you a little introduction, and then we are going to get started with the interview. So Jill is the co-founder of Screw the 9-to-5 that she's founded with her husband, Josh. And it's an innovative business that helps people take what they know from their 9-to-5 and turn it into their own entrepreneurial endeavors. They have also founded Screw You, which is their membership site. And that's what I'm, you know, really curious to learn more about. And hopefully you can share some tips for people on how to create this business around your lifestyle and create that more steady stream of income. So welcome, Jill.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so glad we're shooting this.
Yeah, me too. It's exciting. So let's dive straight in, if that's okay with you. Can you share with us, so you're working with Josh, I'm working with Olivier, so I know what it is to do work, to try to balance, if there is such a thing as balancing work and life. Can you share with us, you know, how you guys having managed to have that, you know, kind of like balance, if there is a balance, and tips for people to actually get there so that you don't turn your 9-to-5 into a 24/7, which very often is what happens, you know, when you want to.
Yeah, totally. So I actually think in the beginning, it's pretty easy to pretty much go 24/7 in your business. I mean, your energy is high, you're excited, you have all of these ideas, you see all of these opportunities, and it's so easy to dive in and not really have this work-life balance. I mean, from probably like 2012 till end of 2014, I mean, I remember Josh and I would do these like crazy stints of like 21 day stretches. And I would wear that as like a badge of honor. Like, look at how dedicated we are to this. Meanwhile, there was like no time for our marriage and we were freaking burnt out, but it was just like, we were just driven by this dream, you know? And so now that we're kind of out of that and craving more of a lifestyle balance and like work-life balance, if that's even a thing, we very much divide our roles and conquer. So, I mean, you're inside Screw You. You know how we roll. We have a solid team now. So allowing ourselves to build that team has eased the pressure for us. But before that, it really took me and Josh having some really hard conversations and a few divorce days to get clear on, you know, what is my role in the business? What is your role in the business? And let's trust the other to have their side of things and not really come into each other's lanes. Before that, we were all over the place, like trying to micromanage each other, which just added fuel to the fire when things did get tense. But once we had that realization around really dividing and conquering and owning our roles and trusting the other to have their side of the business, that's where things really started to become easier when working with your partner or your spouse. You really have to have those hard conversations in the beginning to figure out, you know, what do you feel like, where do you think your strengths lie and like, what are you willing to take on and where do my strengths lie and what am I willing to take on? And like, okay, I trust you to have that side. I'm not going to check in with you. You trust me to have this side. Don't even think about checking in with me and like really carrying on from there. But it starts with like that strong communication and that clear division of strengths and roles. That's at least what we saw in our business.
Yeah, so I don't know if you agree, but looking back, because, you know, we've been entrepreneurs, you know, we screwed a 9-to-5 in 2005. So it's been a while, right? And looking back, yeah, so what I feel like is, I wish I had known was that this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. And from the beginning, you don't want to burn yourself out. You need to celebrate the small wins and to take time for family. I remember when we moved back from the US, we could have taken a month off. That was okay. We didn't. We dive straight in and we didn't celebrate everything that we've done. Because when you celebrate even those small things, I feel like this is what gives you the momentum to keep going. Otherwise, we're always chasing something, right? If we have to grow, we always want the next thing. But if we don't take the time to celebrate, then we get burned out. And I totally hear you about the divorce days. I mean, Olivier fired me twice from the business. So, right? And I'm still here.
Ruthless.
So, yeah, because I was acting. Yeah, well, I was acting like an employee because, you know, I didn't have that, you know, all kind of mindset issues. But I think that's critical, is that, you know, you're in it for the long run and you have to celebrate all these little things. And those are things that we see afterwards. And I think that that's the reason why it's so important to surround yourself with a network of people that are going through the same thing, because they are going to cheer you up and they are going to celebrate the little things when you feel like it's, you know, it's just, you know, little things, a little tiny step. They are going to cheer you and say, wow, this is awesome and stuff like that. And we so need that, especially when we have, you know, really bad days, right?
And I think if you don't celebrate your wins, you lose track of how far you've come. You know, you'll think, this isn't working, because you don't take the moments. You don't really take those moments in and celebrate them. So you lose perspective on, you know, I started here and now I'm all the way over here, but I never actually enjoyed that ride or really took it in or got any perspective around it. So now I just think like, oh, I'm shit. I'm not really doing anything. Meanwhile, you built skills, you gained momentum, you built an audience, you made money, like you did this with your significant other. Like those are all wins, you know? That stuff needs to be celebrated or you'll lose your way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, looking in the back, you know, when things are going down, looking in the back at what you've already accomplished, sometimes it's enough just to get you the kick and say, well, you know, I did this. And actually, Olivier is really good about that. When I have days that are down, like right now, the kids are on vacation and I was like pissed off since yesterday and you could tell I was pissed and you kind of knew why. And I said, I don't have to explain. There is no solution. We're here working. They are on vacation. You say, well, this is a life that we chose, right? This freedom needs structure. So structure equals freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the choices we make. The rest of the year, I am here every single day for my kids when they come back from school, right? So that's the freedom. So those are choices. Yeah. And I think this is like, this is really critical, you know, like when you're building this online business, right? So can you tell us a bit more about Screw You? Because I have a confession. I mean, it's not a confession, but when I joined Screw the 9-to-5, I didn't think it was for me, because I said, well, I screwed the 9-to-5 in 2005, right? And I joined because I heard that you had a great membership site, and because I build membership sites, I wanted to see, you know, how you built it and how you were interacting with people and why it was so successful. So I joined, and immediately I was shocked, because this is actually for all types of levels, you know, in your business. It helps you from the beginning, but you manage to build this structure with your different stages where people don't feel lost and overwhelmed by, oh, this is so much content, what should I do? So can you share with us some tips around that? Because retention, when you're building a membership site, to build that, you know, steady stream of income is just as important as, you know, getting people in, right?
Of course. We make retention one of our biggest focuses in our business. That is like a holy grail metric we live and die by in our business. And I'll just say, Screw You is nothing if it's not just a community of where people can come to feel less alone in the journey. Like no matter what stage you're at, I mean, you are in a very profitable business. We have a profitable business. You know, we still need a support network. You still need people who understand the sacrifices and the time and everything we go through, like all the feels. and we need people who understand like the personal journey we all go through, right? So like a lot of memberships base their strategy around content. And we knew that for us, that would feel like a job. Like, I don't want to have a membership where I'm just consistently cranking out content. That to me is not that exciting. I want a membership where people feel like they belong somewhere and they can't even imagine leaving because it's their online family. So we really put a lot of emphasis onto the community side of things, more so than the courses side of things. Like, we have courses, it's all structured, like you said, into stages to help people self-identify where they're at and then give them the tools to propel themselves through the further stages. But the real charm of Screw You, the real magic of it, is the family. Like, it's the community, it's the people, it's the vibe that is created in there, whether it's our virtual campus or the Facebook group or our live event, any of that, or our hot seat calls where people come on and jam, or like our Screw Shrink sessions with Heather Gray where people come on and talk about mindset challenges. Like, we've really tried to create a place that facilitates discussion and connection more so than like, oh, here's another course each month. To me, that just feels cold, and like, people will cancel if you don't meet their needs month after month after month. And so in this whole membership game where retention is your biggest asset, you need to figure out what people really, really want. Like, do they need another course? Do they? Or do they need that connection and that support network who can help them learn and grow and implement anyways outside of a course? So like, one thing we've really noticed, especially with our virtual campus, is members will post about a struggle they're having, like, oh, I just can't figure out how to like tweak this one thing in Active Campaign, for an example. And someone will say, oh, I'll hop into the campus and help you out. Like, that is not something a course can offer, right? Like, you can go through the steps, but if you come up against a technical hiccup and you're just ready to pull your hair out, and someone's like, oh, I did that, I can show you exactly how to do that. That right there is the biggest win any membership site could provide. And it's really about setting a tone and fostering the charm and the vibe of a community that allows for those kind of people to find you and join and never leave. So our retention strategy is like, care more. Is to like, listen and help people participate and connect and feel integrated into the family. There's no what course should we create this month? It's like, when you come or when you join the U, you're immediately invited to hop on a call with our community manager. You're invited to attend, you know, all of our live calls. You're invited to submit a question for Josh and I to answer. Like, there's that support on a tactical and strategic level, but then there's the support on the emotional and kind of like connection and belonging level as well. And you put those two together, and that is just a ruthless combination for membership sites in my eyes.
Yeah. So I do belong to several memberships, and I have to say yours
how
is,
dare you?
Well, they're about different topics, but the only one where there is actual, I want to say, value for my business is yours. Because I belong to the other ones because I sign up to things and I want to see what people do. And I can definitely tell the difference that it's the people. It is the people. Mm-hmm. And by the nature of the way you engage with people and make them want to interact, you're going to attract action takers. People that do nothing, they will leave. And that's okay because they are not your people anyway. You can't help them if they don't do the work. Right? So it naturally weeds out people that are looking for tons of content, because there are membership out there that just crank contents months after months after months. Totally. And for building memberships, I can tell you that I can see it. And I'm like, well, you're going to have some type of assessment or something at some point, because people are going to leave because of overwhelm. Right? So,
and let's keep it real. Like, information is so readily available now. Like, information's cheap now. Like, there are high-end courses and stuff, but if you think about it, the real high-end shit here is through experiences, you know, retreats, masterminds, live events, coaching. People are craving connection and personal touch. And I really think that just pure content-based membership sites, they're going to phase out, because soon you can just find anything through a Google search. People pirate courses, for Christ's sake. You know, like, that is no longer a selling feature the way it used to be, even just a few years ago when this space wasn't as saturated as it is now. Now you have to go the extra mile. Now you have to actually create some cool shit that people want to be a part of. And so that takes going the extra mile, putting in the effort, asking people what they want, and then creating that for them. That is the real key when it comes to membership sites. And it's something that not a lot of people talk about, but something that I've seen just in our personal experience to be hands down the deal breaker for a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, you guys definitely talk a lot about the mindset because, you know, like as we have to stretch ourselves all the time, and I still certainly do every single day, right? Because everything is hard for me. Even this interview is hard for me today. It's that to get to this next step, there are often mindset issues. There are mental blocks. And you need people. It's not a course. It's not watching a video that's going to help you get through this thing, right? It's somebody telling you, that's okay. Doesn't matter what people say. You know, your video doesn't have to be perfect. You know, just do it and learn from it and get feedbacks. And then you get better next time. And this is all mindset. And that only going to happen, like you said, through live events or through communities where you feel you can actually talk to somebody that understands what you're going through because they've been there or they are in there right with you, right? And that's how we grow. It's so like so much about mindset and not so much about actual content or even technical stuff, you know, because that's all in here, right? That's all in here. So
I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people think, oh, we're so connected online. Yeah, but a lot of that is superficial.
I was going to say superficial.
You still feel alone because you don't have that go-to support network who are there and actually understand it and will facilitate a reciprocal conversation. And so content can only do so much until you're like, damn, this sucks. No one in my life gets it. And, you know, I'm constantly having to explain myself and, you know, my friends and family aren't really on board or whatever it is, you know, they razz me about working too much or whatever it is. When you have a group of people who get that and are there to be like, don't worry about it, just keep doing what you're doing, that stuff makes such a difference. And you can't get that through like a Wistia video.
Absolutely, yeah. So I have a question for you, Jill. So if somebody were to screw their 9-to-5, would you recommend, like, is starting a membership site a good idea when you get going? Do you recommend one-on-one? Does it depend on their expertise?
Well, I think the key thing, if you're going to have a membership site, I really think it's key. You need to have an audience first. Like, you need some sort of attention around your message, your brand, you, yourself, whatever that looks like. Because if you don't have attention, a list, a community, a social following, whatever that looks like, website traffic. If you don't have that, who the F is going to buy your membership site? And if you don't know how to foster those relationships, I'm telling you, people will join and cancel because people can feel that. So while I'm all about membership sites, I think a lot of people are quick to say, oh, just start a membership site, everything will work out. But it's not the case. You really need to foster connection. You need to figure out your onboarding. You need to figure out what you're going to give them every month. Because like you said, and like I've been saying, if you're not meeting their needs month after month, people are going to cancel. And that is the game of membership sites. Retention's a thing, churn's a thing, and you have to stay on top of your toes for this. But the easiest way to start kickstarting your membership is to have an audience who listens and actually wants what you're trying to provide for them. So how Screw You started was it used to be a one-off digital program, and we started noticing a lot of people saying, well, I can't afford $2,000, but I really want to join. And we're like, okay, so how can we fix this? And also at the same time, I hated constantly starting at square one each and every month. Okay, how are you going to sell more this month and beat last month's numbers? And it was just stressful. Also, I find that when you are selling one-off courses, like people will buy and fade away. So they like forget about the pain once they've spent the money and gotten used to it. They don't show up in a big way. You don't really show up in a big way. But when people are paying month after month, they show up in a bigger way. You have skin in the game because you are being paid every single month. So there are absolutely advantages to having a membership site. I just think you need to have that audience first so that you can start to create the foundations of a community, which memberships thrive on. And then from there, you can start layering in more and more members through, you know, cold traffic and warming them up through your content and stuff. But it's critical to have at least a baseline audience that you can figure out if they actually want this and then sell it to them.
Yeah. So I actually think that whatever you do, you just need an audience, right? You need to people that are going to be interested in what you have to offer, right? Even if you're not sure about your offer, right? They will tell you. If you build that relationship, that trust, they will tell you, and that's the best way to build your products or services is let them tell you what they want, and then you deliver it, right? That's the easiest. That's how I did one of my courses, and for my membership, it's not launched for that same reason. I don't have the audience. So I know if I launch, it's going to be a flop. I'm going to get frustrated, yet I'm going to have to work on retention, but I don't have the audience, so it's not there, so... I totally agree. Building your tribe.
And it's not like you can't build it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not that's like you can't build it. Like,
yeah. It's all about priorities for me because I'm still in that, you know, kind of rat wheel trying to get out of it right now. But, you know, that's definitely, and that's something that you guys teach really, really well in Screw You, you know, like it's that first phase. And I can see people in the group and they say, well, I'm so ready. You know, I saw this person, I think that was this week or last week that said, you know what? I'm so ready. I just took the assessment. I'm moving to the next, to the next phase, right? Cause I want to start, you know, building these things. So I really like that focus and that really, it helps us work smarter because we want to work on different things. We want to work on list building and we want to start working on the offer. And what about the website? And what about this? And then all the shiny objects, right? Oh, and I should do a webinar because I got it as a webinar. How about a Facebook Live? I will do a Facebook Live, you know, and focus. And, you know, like this is where I am at. Therefore, this is what you need to focus on. And then when you're done with that, you can go to the next. And I think that people need that, structure that focus so that we feel progress, right?
Yeah. And also there is so much noise online right now, especially in the online business space. So if you don't know what to do to build your business, you're going to get sucked in by the offers of like, oh, just do this one launch thing and you're gold, or just create a course, or just run a webinar, or do a challenge, or do this, or do that. But what they don't talk about is the freaking value of building an audience, because once you have that audience, people who actually give a damn about what you're trying to do, they will tell you what to create. And then it removes all the hassle of trying to figure it out, because you can say like, you know, what are you guys struggling with? Okay, now that you've identified that, I'm thinking about creating this, this, or this. What resonates best with you, or how can I best serve you, or whatever the wording is you want to use. But it removes all the pain and frustration of trying to just wing it and put a bunch of shit out there and have it flatline, whereas you could just go directly to the source and ask them, and that makes things so much more effective and way less challenging and so much easier and enjoyable. Right? Because then you have this crew of people who believe in your message and want to see you succeed, and you want to help them. And so it's like a very reciprocal relationship. And I mean, to me, it doesn't get any better than that. Like, I know there's those exceptions to the rule where maybe they hit it big in like a quick flash in the pan kind of way. But very rarely do you see those people really stick it out for the long haul if they don't focus on building an audience, building presence, getting their brand exposure out there. Like, you really have to do that shit. All the biggest brands and all the biggest influencers have a captive audience. And if you don't have attention online, I really think your business is going to flatline, hands down. And you're going to spend a ridiculous amount of money on Facebook ads trying to hit cold traffic and getting like radio silence.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you really nailed it. This is absolutely like, you need to find one direction and then stick to it and avoid the noise as much as possible. You're going to ask 10 people, they're going to tell you 10 different things. Oh, you need to do a challenge. You need to do a webinar. You need to do a Facebook lecture. Oh, you need to run a podcast. Yeah. Or, you know, all this stuff. It's, you know, sticking to your line. And that's really what I like with Screw You is that they basically tell you, do this, do this, do this. When you get to this number, you can get to the next step. And I can definitely see the successful people. I mean, the success story, this is your best, you know, testimonial is the success of people that are going through the stages, and that's why they stay. So awesome. Well,
yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Awesome. So can you tell us how people can find out more about you and Josh and Screw the 9-to-5 and Screw You? Because I want people to check it out.
Well, thank you. The easiest way to learn just about the Screw brand in general is to just hit up screwthe9to5.com, all spelt out. And if you do want to check out a little bit about Screw You and what we're all about and all the things that we have going on in there, you can either go to joinscrewyou.com, or we run free tours, and our community manager, Luke, runs these tours, so he'll show you inside the campus so that you can see, you know, meet a few members, see them in action, working away. Yeah. You can take a peek through the members portal, go through the Facebook group. So to hit one of those, completely free to sign up, just go to screwtour.com. Or you could come join our free Facebook group, and that's just at screwcommunity.com, and that's really where you can start to meet a lot of the Screwpies and get involved and really start to surround yourself with people who get it in a free capacity. So if that's more of your jam, screwcommunity.com is the place to be on FB.
Cool. So I will be putting all the link below. So that's true that you have this big free community, right? Where you get already tons and tons of feedback, because a lot of the paid members like me are also in the free community, because we also get a ton of values there. So, you know, that's a great way to get started and get a feel for, you know, what this community is about, because I really truly believe that it's unique. I mean, I haven't seen something else, and I belong to a few, and some are successful, but not to that mindset and people level. Absolutely not. They are always more focused on content. So, thank you so much, Jill. It was really nice of you to show up. I know you're super busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And I will definitely put the link below so people can check you guys out, because I think you guys are it for people that want to build a business around their lifestyle, be able to travel and work from home and not be too overwhelmed, you know, by, you know, all this stuff. And
thank you so much for having me. And it was so good to chat with you again. I haven't chatted with you in a few months, so it was so nice to hear your awesome accent and see your face again.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Bye now.